Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A few years ago, WashU grad Andrew Glantz had a great idea, Gift-A-Meal. It was an app where you take a picture of your food, and it has a charitable aspect to it. But things have really changed, Andrew, since people aren't going to restaurants anymore. So tell us how the program has changed now that we're all either doing carryout or eating at home.
Yeah, so Gift-A-Meal used to be an app where you had to be at one of our partner restaurants, and you go into the restaurant, order your food like normal, take a picture of it, and then we make a donation to Operation Food Search to give a meal to someone in need locally. With dine-in restaurants being shut down, though, we were looking to see how can we still be supporting local during this time, both for the restaurants that were struggling and the community. So we pivoted the app in order to work for people taking a picture from home of their takeout or delivery, or even a gift card purchase from one of our partner restaurants in order to give back. And it's all for free for the users.
How many restaurants participate in this program?
So we have over 200 partner restaurants. Over 180 of them are in the greater St. Louis area, though, so pretty local.
The question some people might have is, how does taking a picture of my food result in food going to Operation Food Search?
That's a great question. So typically, restaurants are paying Gift-A-Meal a monthly subscription to be on the app as a mix of marketing giving back. So that's where the money's coming from in order to make the donations. During this crisis, though, we offered to the restaurants that we would pay for the cost of the meals out of pocket if they were struggling, weren't able to pay the monthly subscription. And so the way it works is that when we make donations to Operation Food Search, they have food that's donated to them from Schnucks and Deerberg's, Trader Joe's, from community food drives all over, and it's stored in their big facility. And then they're distributing it out to over 200 local pantries across the greater St. Louis area, where those in need can actually access the food for free. And now they're doing a lot of great things for children in particular that had schools closed. And so now they need access to that food that they would get from school lunches and everything. So Operation Food Search is stepping in to fill that gap. So typically, restaurants pay us to be on the app. We make donations to Operation Food Search, and then that enables them to distribute food all over.
And certainly restaurants are needing all the help they can get these days, and so do food banks, because aside from just kids needing meals because they're not in school anymore, more and more people who are out of work or seeing pay cuts are relying on food pantries.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think when we look at the people that are helped most by Operation Food Search and by extension Gift-A-Meal, and the elderly and children are the majority of people that are getting served. And with elderly being most at risk and children really struggling, as I mentioned, and also people that might be out of work, and also people that are on the front lines, we all need to come together as a community in order to support one another through this really difficult time.
So Gift-A-Meal basically right now sounds like a win-win, because people can go out to their favorite participating restaurant, help the restaurant, get a good meal, take a picture of their food, post it on social media, which connects you with your friends who you don't see, but also help somebody else in the community.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I forgot to mention this, but when you take a picture on the Gift-A-Meal app, that's one meal provided. And then you're given the option to share that photo on Facebook or Instagram to give a second or third meal as well. So one picture could end up giving 3 meals and connect you with your friends and support a local restaurant.
Excellent. Now, I'm assuming you can just download Gift-A-Meal, all one word, is the app?
Yes. Gift-A-Meal, all one word, on the App Store or Play Store for free. Just an easy way to sort through the restaurants that are in the St. Louis community that are giving back through our program. We also have a filter on the app, so you could filter the restaurants by curbside pickup, takeout, delivery, gift cards available, alcohol to go. So you can use the app to discover the next place to order from and support local.
All right. Well, a great way to pivot, Andrew. I appreciate the information, and we certainly hope people will participate. Andrew Glantz with Gift a Meal joining us here on the TDK Technologies Newsmakers line.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.